It's not just walrus or polar bear. Scientists are worried the loss of Arctic sea ice may have dire consequences for several species, reproduction, and growth. It's rapidly getting harder for Arctic wildlife and marine life to find their usual food sources. KTOO's Matt Miller has the story.
Polar bears have shown up even on mer colonies. Now, these are cliff nesting birds.
That's Kathy Kulitz, a bird researcher with U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, talking about how at least one Arctic species is being forced to travel further to find food or look for alternative food sources. Her research is part of a new report on Arctic marine biodiversity that was issued by the Arctic Council in conjunction with their ministerial meeting in Fairbanks in May. It also describes how melting of the Arctic sea ice is forcing marine species to shift their ranges further north. In a video version of the report produced by the Arctic Council, Håkon Hoppe of the Norwegian Polar Institute says, "The rapid reduction of thicker multi-year and second-year ice is having a dramatic impact on the Arctic sea ice ecosystem."
I never thought I would see this in my kind of short lifetime as a researcher, but I think I will see an ice-free Arctic Ocean before I'm done with my research career.
Reduction in sea ice means changes for beluga whale migration. It also creates problems for harp seals, bearded seals, and ring seals when they have pups or try to raise them. Walrus will haul out on shore rather than on sea ice, increasing calf mortality from possible stampedes and forcing adults to travel further to find food. Kit Kovacs of the Norwegian Polar Institute notes how the sea ice around the Svalbard archipelago is dramatically different from just 12 years ago.
Just suddenly, unpredicted, unprecedented collapse in sea ice. And it really hasn't recovered. So we're seeing profound changes, many of which are quite difficult to document because the traditional tools available to us, like flying surveys and molting to count seals on sea ice, are obviously no longer possible without sea ice.
Kovacs says they're observing behavioral changes. Seals, for example, have to travel further to find food, dive deeper, and for a longer period of time, and they have little time to rest.
All of which means, of course, it costs much more to get the food that you require, and that will eventually have reproductive consequences and growth consequences for these animals. And you see that kind of phenomenon in many different species right now.
Polar bears usually hunt seals on the sea ice, but remember that bird researcher that we heard from earlier? Kathy Kulitz of the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. She says polar bears have been observed foraging for food by going after ground-nesting common eiders or cliff-nesting mers.
When the bears show up, they disturb the birds fly off. So that not only means that the bears are going after the chicks and eggs that they can get on the cliffs, but when the adult birds leave, the other predators like gulls will come in.
The 200-page report on Arctic marine biodiversity was produced by an Arctic Council working group that focuses on the conservation of flora and fauna. It incorporates the work of 60 scientists from around the world, including three researchers from the University of Alaska Fairbanks. Reporting in Juneau, I'm Matt Miller.